Amen and amen. The Lord is really good, and we live by remembering His goodness to us. Good evening, Crossroad family. I hope you are all doing well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Patrick.
And I'm Erica. And welcome to Word and Prayer. I love my church. Amen. And let's have a little bit of recap. No, last Wednesday po, we have learned about worship together with Ate M, Ate Joy, and Kuya Mark. And ngayon naman po, we will learn something new na talagang mapapasabi tayo na I love my church. Yes. Pero bago po iyon, Kuya Patrick will lead us in our icebreaker game.
Ayan, thank you, Ate Erica. No? So, labas na po ang ating mga keyboard warriors.
Yes.
Ayan, kaway-kaway naman kayo dyan. And as we start this night, maglaro po muna tayo. Ang ating pong game ay pinamagatang Guess the Picture Game. Simple lang po yung mechanics. May ipa-flash po kaming picture. At kailangan nyo lang pong hulaan ano po yung ini-indicate ng picture.
Oh, madali
so,
lang pala.
Kailangan nyo pong i-comment yung mga sagot nyo. At kung sino po yung unang mag-comment, ay siya po yung may points. Game na ba? Mga Word and Prayer.
Ready?
Ayan, ready.
Alright. So, sige. Start na tayo.
Sige po. So, item number one. Ayan.
Nakikita nyo po ba yan?
Ilaw.
Yes.
Oh, may mga kamay.
Ayan. Alright.
Ano kaya yan? Sige. Let's reveal the answer.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Alright. Ano pong sagot? Worship.
Worship. Tingnan natin kung may nakuha ng tamang sagot. Yan, meron akong nakita dito. Si Kuya William Nito.
Oh, Kuya William. Wow. Kuya, anong internet mo? Alam niyo po ba, speaking of worship, Kuya William, ayan, it was in October 4, 1981, when Calvario Evangelical Church, now Crossroad now, had its first official worship.
Wow!
So it was 41 years ago.
Yes! 41! Yeah.
So, ayun, the rest is history.
Yeah, kaya nagsa-celebrate tayo ng ating 41st anniversary this month.
Yes.
Okay, so
1 point kay Kuya William.
Yeah. W for warrior.
Next po, item number 2.
Ayan, for our next picture. Ayan. So, nakikita po natin ngayon yung, ayan, para mga nakuyuku po sila. Ayan, ano po kaya ginagawa nila?
Feeling ko nag-chess.
By team.
Yes. Ayan, no. Siguro.
Nakayuku sila, focus. So, ayan. Reveal na natin.
Sige po, let's reveal the answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And the answer is prayer.
Oh, prayer.
So, sila po ay nagpe-pray.
So, sino nauna sa inyo? Kasi sa akin, ang nauna ay si Ate Reg Bu.
Yes, si Ate Reg Bu po ang nakakuha ng tamang sagot. Nauna sa paghuhula. Yan. So, sabi po dito, did you know that the first intercessory group in church was named GAP or GAP that stands for Guerrillas Active in Prayer?
Yan. Alam mo, Ate Erica, itong ano na to, intercessory group, ay sila yung mga lolas and lolas natin na talagang intentionally gumigising sila ng 5 or 6 a.m. To really pray and intercede sa ating church. Wow, so kudos sa mga lolas and lolas.
Nasa roots pala talaga natin yung pagiging prayerful. Yung praise God.
Yun, 1 point si Ate Reg and 1 point si Kaya William.
Okay, noted.
Item number 3.
Ay, ito. Familiar na familiar sa atin ito.
Oh. Mga naka-attend last anniversary, pamilya sa kanila.
Oh. Yung mga dance team dyan. Ako, sinayaw pa natin yan. Okay. Yeah. Sige, reveal na natin yung answer. Sa tingin nyo ba? May sumagot na ba?
Sige, count muna tayo ate. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, tingnan po natin ang tamang sagot. Ayan.
Silong. Okay, ang nakita ko na mabilis na nakasagot ay si Kuya Ace.
Oh,
yes. Kuya Ace Adaro. Right. Okay.
1 point ka na Kuya Ace ha?
So ano ba yung silong?
Alam niyo po ba ate? Did you know?
Wow,
Calvario Evangelical Church was conceived and born in the place called Silong.
Ayan. Silong? Kaninong silong yan?
Kanino bang silong to ate?
Sa Godoy Residences.
Wow.
Ang ginagawa po nila ate, dun sa silong, sa under po nung bahay, kasi parang basement po siya eh. And doon po sila nagpe-pray, nagba-Bible study, nagpe-fellowship. Oh. Kaya talagang memorable po yan sa history ng Crossworld.
Yes, hindi natin makakalimutan ang pinagsimulan ng Crossworld.
Ayan. So, 1 point kay Kuya Ace.
Siguro 1 point na sila.
Next po, item number 4.
Eto, madali lang to.
Ayan. So, yan, medyo obvious po to. Dalawang word, no? Yan, dalawang
parang
word ang ating mula. Nagre-review kaya sila?
Malapit na exam nila.
Ayan. So, sige kaway, po, let's reveal the answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
So, ang tamang sagot po?
Bible study.
Oh, at hulaan nyo kung sinong nauna ulit. Si
sino ay nauna?
Kuya William Nito.
Oh, so 2 points na si Kuya William.
Oo nga.
2 points na po si Kuya William. Ayan. So did you know, Kuya William, and the Crossworld, did you know that the Ecumenical Bible Study was neutralized when high school students from Makawayan College began joining the Bible studies? And so ang young generation helped transition the fellowship into a church.
Yeah. May mga kaalab na noon, no? At sa MC pala nag-start 'yun. Mm. Oh, yes. Praise God. Kaway-kaway sa mga taga MC diyan.
Yeah, that's Bible study. Yeah. So 2 points na si Kuya William. Yeah. Okay, next item po. Ayun, sino kaya 'yan?
Sino
pogi
kaya
pag nakataligod.
Ano ibig sabihin ng pogi?
Presence of God inside.
Yo yes. Naman. So, okay. Pogi. Sino kaya yung pogi na 'yan?
So, bilang na tayo ate.
5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
So, ang tamang sagot po
ay
si pastoral.
Pastor. Okay. Ayan. So, ang nakita ko sa akin ay si Kuya Ace Adaon.
Pagka yung nauna doon, pogi din yun eh.
Ah, talaga ba? Okay.
So, did you know, ayan mga Coward and Prayer, that the first pastor of CEC is Pastor Al Termino.
Oh.
He was commissioned as the church pastor in 1986 when he was only 21 years old.
Wow! Ilang taon ka na, Pat?
21 po.
Ikaw, Erica?
Incoming 21.
Wow! Nako, ayan na.
Pero once again po, we greet our pastors, Pastor Allen, Pastor Rositas. Happy
Pastor's Appreciation Month.
So, hello po. Thank you po for your life.
And we thank you din po kasi yung pastors natin yung nag-send sa atin ngayon to facilitate our word and prayer tonight. Thank you po.
Thank you
for the best. Yes. Yeah,
next po.
Whoa!
Yung ginagawa niyo, mukhang pawisin sila.
Medyo mahirap to ah.
Mukhang challenging ano.
Oo nga eh. Ano kaya yan?
Ayan. Sige po, let's reveal the answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the answer is training. Ayan.
Training.
So, may nakahula po ba ng tamang sagot?
Ang sumagot ay exercise daw.
Parang hindi data mag-exercise nung sumagot natin.
hindi naman daw. Ayan, okay. So, ayan, ako, mukhang may nagwagi na.
Ayun. Sino po bang nakakuha ng tamang sagot?
Si Kuya William Nito.
Oh, ayan, okay.
Ayan, sige.
Ayan. So, back in the 80s, Ate Lita Godoy Hulma established the Christian Education Ministry focused on trainings. Yeah. So, 80s pa lang po, we are rooted talaga sa trainings dito sa Crossworld.
Amen. Yan. So, 3 points kay Kuya William.
Mukhang may nanalo na.
Lasa po ba yun? Kala ko saan pa pong maglaro. So, ayan, congrats Kuya William.
Yes.
You can claim your prize. Hanapin nyo lang po ako sa Sunday. And ayun, ang ating pong prize ay, ano po yung prize natin ate?
IDMC souvenir mug. Ayun. Yan, yes. So.
Hanapin mo lang ako kuya, di kita pagtataguan.
Ayan, yeah, congratulations.
So, and po, no, we praise God kasi, ano po eh, nakita po natin yung katapatan ng Lord sa pagsama niya sa ating church. And we track God's faithfulness sa ating church. Kasi we, ano eh, nakita po natin yung kung paano nag-grow yung church eh. Diba? Nag-glow po tayo in His Word and in His love. Nakita po natin doon na may mga prayer meetings, may mga Bible study, may mga youth camp, trainings.
Yeah, oo nga.
Ayan. So, ganun po tayo minold ng Lord. So, amen and praise God po.
Amen.
Amen. And the church is continually growing dahil we are now journeying in our 41 days prayer and fasting. Yes. Yan. So, sino po ba dito ang kasama namin in the journey 41 days prayer and fasting? Kindly send a prayer emoji sa ating comment box. Yan. So, we are now on our 23. Yan. Day 23 na po tayo ng ating 41 days prayer and fasting. And tonight, we will be praying for willingness to express generosity. So, let us pray. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon, dahil simula pa lang, ikaw na ay tapat, ikaw ay laging nabibigay sa amin. Simula pa lamang, Panginoon, ibinigay mo na ang lahat para sa amin at hindi ka kailanman nagkulang. Thank you, God, for your generosity and your generous love na ipinakita mo, Panginoon, sa cross ng Kalbaryo, Lord. And right now, Lord, we pray that you may help us, Lord, to remain faithful in your love, faithful in the journey, Lord, na dinadaan na namin ngayon, Panginoon. We open our hearts before you na talagang tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, na magpatuloy sa paglalakad sa disipulo, Lord God, sa pagdi-disciples, Lord God, in this journey of discipleship with you, Lord God, and in you, Lord. Lord, right now we also pray that you will help us, Panginoon, as a church to grow, Lord, to give back to whatever, Lord, na binigay mo sa amin, Lord. Maging mabuti kaming katiwala ng mga binagkaloob mo sa amin, Panginoon. And right now, Lord, we open our hearts before you na talagang samahan mo kami, Panginoon, as we share your word for today in our word and prayer, Lord God. Tulungan mo po kami, Panginoon, na magkaroon ng teachable hearts, Lord, and may you give us understanding for your word today. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Ate Erica, for that heartwarming na prayer. At ganun din kay Kuya Pat sa exciting na icebreaker natin. So, praise God. Kasi talagang nakita natin, no, na yung roots pala ng Crossworld ay talagang from Bible study, Word of God, prayer. So, at dino-journey pa rin tayo. Talagang yung prayer yung pinaka naging seed, no? And then, yung Word ni God. At yun hanggang ngayon, napapractice pa rin natin. Even to our 41 days of prayer and fasting. So, tonight, no, ay talagang mapag-uusapan natin ang ating bagong topic na about sa equipping. So, I love my church and I love equipping. So, lahat po ba tayo ay naniniwala na ay araw-araw meron pa rin tayong dapat na matutunan, no? Amen. So, learning is part of our life, of our everyday life. At dahil ito ay wala namang pinanganak po sa atin na na marunong ng, for example, yung baby, marunong na siyang magpalit ng diaper niya, or marunong na siyang magtimpla ng kanyang dede, di ba? Walang ganon. Kasi lahat tayo ay lumabas sa mundo na ito na wala pa talagang alam. So, we have to be taught with language, moral, our etiquette, tapos may mga kinalakihan tayo na tradition and cultural norms, no? At lahat ito ay galing pa, no, kung sino tayo ngayon, paano tayo magsalita, paano tayo makihalubilo, no? Iyon ay bahagi ng mga natutunan natin nung tayo ay bata pa hanggang sa paglaki natin. So, yung instructions, trainings, teachings, lahat yan ay parte ng buhay natin, no? Ikaw man ay nasa classroom, nasa workplace, sa church, no? Lahat yan ay bahagi at crucial yan na bahagi ng ating mga buhay. At makikita din natin, hindi na natin, parang it's not unexpected na yung Bible itself, no, ay punong-puno din ng instructions from God, punong-puno din ng teaching, kaya merong Book of Proverbs, tapos meron ding mga letters si Paul sa mga churches, no, nagsisend siya ng mga instructions sa churches. So, very foundational talaga na ng bawat church, very foundation ng church yung teachings, no. At ngayong gabi, yun po yung pag-uusapan natin, no. Ano nga ba yung equipping? What is equipping? Bakit ang bawat church ay may equipping ministry? So, we have to understand that para alam natin ano po yung mga pinapasok natin. Okay? So sige. Kung hawak niyo po ang inyong mga Bible tonight, syempre po, can you open your Bible sa Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 to 16. Ayan, Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 to 16. And here's Kuya Patrick to read the Word of God to us tonight.
Sige po, let's open our Bible and read it with me po. Verse 11, so Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and the teachers to equip His people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature of body of Him who is the head, and that is Christ. And from Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its works.
Amen and amen. Bless the Lord for the reading of His word. Thank you, Kuya Patrick. So, itong letter na to ay sinulat ni Apostle Paul. Yun. Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. Kaya, Ephesians. Ayan, okay. So, siya ay nasa kulungan nito nung sinulat niya. Nasa Rome siya noon. At sinulat niya to kasi gusto niyang ma-enlarge yung horizon ng mga believers, ng mga readers nito. Hindi lang nung panahon na yon at maging sa panahon natin ngayon. At gusto niyang makita ng mga believers yung ultimate purpose ni God, His grace, and His purposes for the church. So it is written to strengthen and to build up the church, to strengthen and to equip the body of Christ. Kasi nga, meron si God na gustong, may desire siya to reach the world eh, to redeem the world. So, anong ginawa ni God? Nag-appoint siya ng apostles, teachers, mga prophets, no? Shepherd, pastors, no, sa church para makatulong to build up the church. All for His glory and all for His purposes. Okay? So, pero ngayon, tingnan natin sa verse 12. Kasi sabi dun sa verse 12, yun, binasa ni Kuya Pat kanina, to equip His people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. No? So, meron dito yung to equip. So, dito pa lang, sa simula pa lang nung verse, ay nakita na natin yung salitang to equip. Ang ibig sabihin daw nito, Kuya Pat tsaka Erica, medyo challenging tong word na to, ha? Kasi Greek to. Yes. Greek phrase, sabi dito, proston katartismos. Yan, katartismos. Yeah. Yeah, okay? So, ang ibig sabihin daw nun ay for the equipping. Yun. So, kung lalagay mo lang siya sa isang word, katartismos. Yun. Sana po tama po yung pagkakasabi ko. Ayan. At it's a process daw. Equipping is a process of adjustment that results in a complete preparedness. No? So, pwede siyang equipping, preparing, training, at saka yung perfecting. Oh, big word, no? Perfecting. So, ate, walang perfect. Pero that's the desire of God for us. No? Yung ma-perfect tayo. And there's a process, no? Na dapat tayong pagdaanan para ma-reach natin yun. No? Kasi alam natin na at the end of everything, no? Yung church, no? Will be presented before God. Yun. At gusto ng Lord na yung church is blameless at saka perfect and mature. Yun. So, pero meron pang isang word na ginamit dito eh. Yung equipping also has the idea to put right. So, ito medyo nag-ano siya sa akin, related siya, nakakonek ako dito kasi ang sabi dito, this is an ancient Greek word na ginamit to describe setting broken bones. Yan, naranasan nyo namang madislocatean or mabalian ng buto. So, imagine mo yung broken bones, tapos inaayos siya. No? Sakit nun, di ba? Minsan, yung mending the nets. So, sa mga mangisda, syempre, kapag ka nangingisda, pwedeng mapunit yung net. Pero minimend. So, equipping ministry, ganun yung picture niya, ganun yung illustration niya. No? Yung may mga tatanggalin sa atin kasi may mga values tayo na nakalakihan na hindi appropriate. So, masakit yan, di ba? Kasi all the same, makala mo tama, hindi naman pala. no? Minsan may mga sira na kailangang ayusin. So that's equipping and it's a process. Yun. So at pag nakita mo it's in the church, no? At sabi ko nga pag nasabi mo church, so dapat si pastor yung gumagawa noon. No, no? Kasi sabi dito, equipping is not exclusive for the pastors or sa mga matatagal ng believers or sa mentors. Lahat, everyone should be in the equipping, no? Kasi yun yung calling ni God, no? Sa church. At saka, yun yung heart ni God. Binigyan niya ang bawat tao, ang bawat believer actually, ng spiritual gift. Yun. At nung binigay niya yun, kaya niya ibinigay yun para magamit mo to build up His church. Yun. Okay? So, malinaw, yun yung equipping. At may purpose yung equipping. Dito sa church, napakalaga, lagi tayong nire-remind ng ating mga pastors na we should know the why we do things. We just don't do things just for the sake of doing it. We should know the why. So, this time, ano nga ba yung purpose? What is the why behind equipping ministry? Yun. So, sabi dito, the primary purpose of church isn't to convert sinners to Christianity, but to perfect, complete, and mature the saints for the ministry and edification of the body. Yung pala yung primary purpose. Kasi, yun nga, kasi nga, di ba, ipipresent yung bride eh. Church is the bride of Jesus. And gusto ng Lord, no, blameless yung church. Perfect and mature. At dito din, pinapakita din sa atin na, yun, yung mga spiritual gifts ay part ng plan ni God, ng generosity ni God for us para magamit niya tayo in building up His church. So ito yung five purposes na gusto naming i-share po sa inyo na natutunan po namin dito. The first purpose is intimacy with God. So, yung equipping ministry, it is for us to be intimate with our Creator. Kasi malinaw nga po doon, 'di ba? Sinabi sa verse 12 na sa verse 11, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. No, si Christ po mismo yung naglagay nun. So, kung siya yung naglagay nun, we have to know Him. No? We have to know the Son of God who appointed teachers, apostles, who gave us the spiritual gifts. And in growing into Jesus, who is the head of the church, ano, it's another of expression of our maturity in God. So, ano po yun? There's a movement, no? There's a movement here na we do not grow in the Lord if we are apart from Him. Parang we don't grow apart from God. We grow when we draw closer to God. So, at paano po mangyayari yon na we will grow closer, we will grow as we draw closer to God? It's by knowing Him, filling our head and our hearts with the knowledge of who God is, no? Who, anong mga nagawa na ng Panginoon at gagawin pa ng Panginoon. At mula sa ano yung renewing of our mind, no? Nagkakaroon ng transformation sa atin. At yun, mas nakikilala natin ang isang tao, di ba tayo? Kung ilalagay natin sa level ng pagiging tao, mas nakikilala natin siya kung mas marami tayong nalalaman patungkol sa Kanya. At mas nagiging ka-close natin siya, di ba? So, ganun din naman kay God. Marami tayong mas nalalaman kay sa Panginoon, amazing things about God, mas nagiging intimate tayo sa Kanya. Okay? Yun yung first, intimacy with God. Pangalawa is unity of faith. So sabi to, until we all reach unity in faith. So ano yung sinuturo sa atin dito ni Apostle Paul? Sabi dito, this is the first goal of the equipping ministry. Yung magkaroon tayo ng unity as a body of Christ. Hindi ito patungkol lang sa organizational structure ng church, no? Pero ito ay patungkol sa common faith. Common na faith natin in Jesus, no? Mababasa natin yan sa Ephesians 3:6, no? Wherein the Jews and the Gentiles, ang nag-unite talaga sa kanila is their faith in Jesus Christ. And alam natin din sa Ephesians 1 and 10 din, nandiyan din that every nation will be under the authority of Christ. That's the unity na gustong ipakita sa atin ng Panginoon, na siya yung foundation. Kasi sabi nga ni Charles Spurgeon, parang unity daw, a church that is only united in itself, but not united to Christ, is no living church at all. So imagine mo yun, parang hindi talaga si God yung foundation ng church, hindi talaga si Jesus yung foundation ng faith natin, we are not a living church. Parang lang tayong trolls, no? May vision tayo, ito gawin natin, no? Pero it's God who multiplies. It's God who keeps the church alive. It's Jesus, no? So makita natin na yun yung tinuturo sa atin ng Panginoon dito. Pangatlo is stability. Stability in our belief, no? So ito, nabanggit dun sa scripture na hindi na tayo kagaya ng parang baby, parang infants na kung saan ka dalhin, sasama ka, no? Or parang hangin, no? Or waves na we toss, and ano, no? Parang yun, wala tayong patutunguhan, hindi na tayo kagaya ng ganun. So in equipping ministry, mas pinapatibay nun yung ating foundation ng ating faith. No, doon natin nakikita na gano'n na ngayon, ang daming mga false teachings, ang daming mga fake news, no? All of the informations accessible sa Google. Pero paano natin mapifilter doon kung alin yung tama, alin yung hindi tama, alin yung talagang false? No, it's through the equipping. Kaya may equipping ministry ang church. Bukod pa doon, kung tayo ay mga church leaders na, no, tayo nasa discipleship journey, isa din sa natuturo sa atin dito is how to speak in truth with love. Yun, no? Kasi nga, napag-aralan natin yan, yung hindi pwedeng truth-truth lang, no? Hindi pwedeng love-love lang. It should kiss together. Truth and love. At kasi marami tayong dinideal ng mga disciples, nakakausap, no? At we have to learn how to speak to them in truth with love. Okay? So, yun. Natututunan po natin yun sa equipping. Okay? Pang-apat is efficacy. Yan. Efficacy in ministry. So, ano nga yung efficacious? Yan. Naalala niyo pa ba? Ay yung definition ng efficacious. Ha, Erica?
Yan. Efficacious is doing things the right way, at the right time, having the right motive, producing the right results.
Ayan. So, ito talaga right. Yeah. So, alam mo yun, maraming pagkakataon na talagang natetest yung motives natin, no? Or yung mga timings natin sa pagkilos natin sa ministry. Pero alam mo yun, marami ako natutunan dito sa timing, yung mga motives. So, pero natetest talaga yan eh kapag nilo-launch tayo sa ministry. So, nakikita dito that everyone, every leader, every saint, dahil may gift na binigay sa atin si God, sa equipping tayo tinuturuan, how are we going to use it efficaciously, not just effectively. No, maraming gifts, pero parang yung superpowers, no, pag hindi mo nakokontrol, talagang nag-create ng damage. Eh. Pero ganun din sa equipping, may spiritual gift tayo, pero hindi natin alam kung saan yun ilalapat. No, hindi natin siya nagagamit efficaciously. So sa equipping ministry, doon natin na-discover yun. No, na paano pala gamitin 'yon at paano natin magagamit 'yon in to be able to support the church, kasi sabi dito yung word dito is supporting ligaments and joints, no, yung parang to support the body. So that's part of it. Tayo ay part ng isang body, we support the church, no, at natututunan natin how to support the church through the equipping. Yan. And lastly is yung maturity in Christ. Yon, maturity in Christ. So una, natutunan natin yung intimacy, no? Pangalawa, unity, pangatlo, stability, pang-apat, yung efficacy, and panglima, maturity in Christ. And this is the role, no? Yun naman the goal of the church, yung Christ likeness, yung maging mature tayo sa Panginoon. Kasi sabi nga dun sa verse, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, no? Hindi lang tayo dapat mag-grow individually. Yes, we grow individually, pero we should also grow corporately as a church. So, parang sa anatomy ng tao, 'di ba? Kapag merong biglang may lumaki na isang part ng body mo, abnormality na 'yon, 'di ba? So, sa church din, maganda yung we grow together. Kasi when we grow together, we can impact the world better and we can grow stronger. No, and stand together na strong tayo. Yan, kaya ko to. Ayan, so yun. So malinaw, no, yung five purposes natin sa church. Okay, yun po.
Tsaka ang ganda po ate, no, na maunawaan po natin yung why and purpose of equipping ministry. Yeah. Pero bakit nga ba ate na yung ibang tao, parang di sila nag-i-involve sa equipping ministry? Or even, ano na, disciple na. 'Di ba? Parang huminto na sila mag-grow. At yung iba parang pinili na lang talaga na hindi mag-grow. And dahil may mga hindrances.
Oh, hindrances. Yeah.
Ito at na. Isa pong nakita nating hindrance dito ay yung pagiging ignorance. Yan, pagiging ignorant.
Oh, yeah, ignorance.
So, sabi po ni John Maxwell, ayan, help me to quote po itong sinabi ni John Maxwell. Ayan, the moment a leader believes they have arrived, it's the moment a leader stops growing. Kasi po pagka, ano eh, pag di po natin nakita yung kahalagahan or importance or meaning ng learning, ayan, we fail to see that kailangan pala nating mag-grow.
Yeah.
Diba? So, kasi ang learning po is a lifetime process. Tama pa ba yun, Ate Kelly?
Yeah, tama yun. Kasi, diba, parang, dahil parang wala kang alam, madali ka na lang mahahatak ng may alam. Pero hindi mo alam na yung alam ba niya ay tama? Ganon. So, yun, yung mahirap pa pagka pinili natin yung ignorance, no? At inaccept natin yung ignorance na okay na lang kahit wala akong alam. Pero yung isang extreme, Kuya Pat, yung apathy naman. Yung maraming alam. Sa sobrang daming alam, hindi niya na nararamdaman na kailangan pa niyang mag-equip. Kailangan pa akong i-equip. So, both yung extremes, no? Isang walang alam at ayaw nang may malaman. Yung isa naman, napakaraming alam, kaya ayaw niya nang may malaman pa. Yun, no? So, yun, both spirit ay dangerous. Dangerous yun, no? At dito makikita natin na when we have the spirit of apathy, nag-hinder yun sa atin to grow, to mature in the Lord. Why? Kasi yung spirit of apathy, malala pa siya sa indifference eh. Yung wala ka ng hunger and thirst for the deep things of God. Parang you just don't care anymore. You just go with the flow or you don't go with the flow kasi you don't care. No? Hirap nun, no? Parang yun. So makita lang natin yung dalawa na yun na nag-hinder talaga sa atin from growing.
And ayan. So nakita natin yung una, ignorance, no? Yung wala tayong masyadong alam, no? Walang alam talaga. At hindi natin gustong alamin. And second naman is apathy. Yan. So yung apathy naman is too much. Yan. Marami na tayong alam. Marami na tayong alam na Bible verses. Marami na tayong naatinan ng mga trainings. Pero hindi na tayo nangialam pa or hindi na tayo nag-progress pa from that. We lack interest. And the last one is, ayan, defilement. So, ito na siguro yung pinaka-worst na hindrance na talagang kapag ka nagkaroon tayo ng defilement or double life, ayan, living with sin, talagang hindi tayo mag-i-involve sa equipping ministry. Why? Because we are already preoccupied with sin. Nasa puso na natin yung sin, may tinatago tayong kasalanan. Kaya naman, hindi na tayo nagpapatuloy sa paglakad natin sa Panginoon. So, we stop growing. Ayan. So, as 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." Ayan. So, if we continue to live our double lives, no, matuloy, pag nagpatuloy tayo sa pamumuhay natin with sin, yan, so we get easily influenced sa mga tao na sa paligid natin, sa mga bagay na nakikita natin sa internet, sa mga community natin. We are easily influenced by the things around us. Kaya naman, we are feeding ourselves or our souls ng iba't ibang mga bagay. So, but then the good news is the Lord wants us to grow. Yan. Amen. May good news naman pala. No? The Lord wants us to grow, pero hindi natin kaya to on our own. Yan. But because it is only the Holy Spirit that works in us or that will help us grow. As it is said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose." And so it is the Lord, it is the Holy Spirit who works in us so that we will grow.
Amen and amen, amen. Ate Erica. So talagang nakita natin doon, no, na it's really impossible for us to overcome those hindrances apart from the Holy Spirit. Siya ang tutulong sa atin to overcome and to place that desire once again to learn and to be equipped. Kasi nga, malinaw na sa atin dapat yung purpose. Malinaw sa atin kung bakit may equipping ministry at kung bakit tayo mag-i-involve sa ministry. Ngayon, dahil napakaganda ng salita ng Panginoon na yeah, tinawag niya tayo for this equipping ministry. We should get involved. Pero ano nga ba? Gusto niya matutunan, ano yung direction na dapat nating lakaran? Yun, na anong tamang posture or attitude yung ating dapat na magkaroon tayo to be able to go through equipping or to be involved in equipping ministry. At yun nga po, on developing right attitudes to equipping, we must be an
ACK students.
Yun. So ano nga ba ibig sabihin ng ACK?
Anong ibig sabihin ng ACK? A certain kind.
Yun, a certain kind. At lahat tayo ngayon ay nasa journey of discipleship.
Amen.
Yun. So ito, review to ha. Review na lang to. Daanan natin ulit. Ano nga ba yung discipleship?
Yan. Define po natin ang discipleship.
So discipleship is all about a certain kind of person who is radically committed to a certain kind of purpose and who through a certain kind of process reproduces a certain kind of product. Yeah. This is as per Reverend Edmond Chan.
Yun, amen. So to be an ACK student, ayan, himay-himayin po natin yan. So, apat yan eh. Person, purpose, process, and product. So, una po, a certain kind of person. So, ayan po. That is to be like Jesus. Ayan. So, kailangan po natin dito ng learner spirit. Ayan. Sabi po, kinote po ni Pastor Edmond Chan, sabi po niya dito, a disciple maker is firmly a certain kind of disciple, someone who, with time and intentionality, grows in the likeness of Christ. So, ano po ba yung itsura ng nag-grow likeness ni Lord? So, ano po, ang tanong, paano po ba yun? So, it is by walking daily kasama si Lord. So, walking, daily walk with God. So, through, saan pong ano, some way, it is through His word. So, sabi din po ni Pastor Edmond Chan, truth does not change life. And it is applied truth that changes life. So, ang minire-require po sa atin si Lord every day. Diba? As we meet Him, may mga revelation siya na nare-receive natin through pag-ano natin, pag daily walk natin sa Kanya. And ang Bible, yung word ng Lord is it's not merely a book of meetings that needs to book of messages that need to be understood. It is a book of meetings where the God of the word is to be encountered. So a certain kind of person is becoming more like Jesus. So naalala ko lang din po no nung una kong nakilala si Lord. Ayan, so balik po tayo sa first love. And naalala ko lang din po nung time na ano na hindi ko pa po nakikilala si Lord. Ayan, nung time po noon ano eh parang kulang ako sa ano, attention sa family ko. Ayan, at ano dahil nga kulang sa attention sa family, parang ginugol ko na lang sa ano pagbabarkada, pag computer, halos araw-araw nasa computer siya pa. And then ayun, lahat na ng ano na try na din. And one ordinary day, ayan, si Lord, ay minute ako eh. Kasi that time po, may ano ako eh, may greatest need ako that time. And one ordinary day, the Lord answered dun sa needs ko na yon. And doon naranasan ko yung talagang love eh. That, talagang love, care ng Lord. Ayan, at nasabi ko talaga na ano eh, totoo pala si Lord. At sumasagot pala siya ng mga panalangin. And that time, nung sinagot po ni Lord yung greatest needs ko na yon, parang sa akin po, parang tinawag ako ni Lord eh. Parang meron siyang pagkatawag sa akin ng hunger to grow deep in Him. Parang hunger na mas makilala pa siya. Desperation na mas makilala pa siya. And ayun, that time, simula nung na-encounter ko si Lord, my life will never be the same again. Kasi na-encounter ko yung love ng Lord.
Praise God.
And amen. Amen then. Praise God. And ayun po, praise God po no sa talagang encounter na yun. And meron pong secret to be a certain kind. Ayan. At makikita po natin yun sa buhay ng mga apostles. In Acts chapter 4 verse 13, allow me to read po. Ayan. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, ang sabi po dito is, wait lang po. Ayan. Sabi po ni, ayan, sabi po sa Acts, the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. For they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. And they also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. Si Lord po ano eh, parang di siya pumili man siya ng dalawang disipulo. Pwede niyang piliin yung ano eh, yung mga powerful men in the societies. Pwede niyang piliin yung mga officials that time, yung mga talagang may power, yung talagang malakas yung influence niya, 'di ba? So pwedeng piliin ni Lord 'yon. Pero si Lord pinili niya yung mga ordinary men. So doon kasi kaya pinili ni Lord yun eh na talagang yung mga ordinary men lang kasi no matter how ordinary can live extraordinary life when the Lord came in to their lives.
Amen.
So ayun, nakita po natin sa binasa po natin sa verse no. Parang ordinary men lang po sila eh with no special training in the scriptures. Pero yung the council po, ayan na-recognize po nila na talagang gumawa sila ng mga kamangha-manghang mga bagay. And they recognized that they had been with Jesus. And that's a certain kind of person.
Parang on-the-spot training kasi yes, yun, eh, no? Kasama mo si Jesus.
Right? Ayun. So, it's an everyday walk with the Lord. So, that's a certain kind of person. So, pangalawa po, a certain kind of purpose. Hindi lang po a certain kind of person, which siya din po ay radically committed to a certain kind of purpose. Ayan, naalala ko lang din po yung ano kwento ni Rachel. Ayan, ni Rachel. Ayan, kasi si Rachel po, ano po siya, 18 years old pa lang, natuto na po talaga siyang ano, mag-drive. Ayan, so nag-drive po siya, tinesting niya, excited pa siya. Ayan, nung napadaan po siya sa mga baku-baku, ayan, napahinto siya, ginilid mo muna niya yung sasakyan. At nung pagalabas niya, ayan, sinarado niya yung pinto, malakas pa kasi chinek niya yung ano po eh, mga gulong niya eh, kung okay pa yung makina. So okay naman. Kaso lang, nung pagkaganon niya ng ano, ng pintuan ng kotse, nakalak. Ayan, so tarantang-taranta na siya, paano kaya gagawin niya, wala siyang maiwang tulong. Nag-pray siya kay Lord. Sabi niya, Lord, magpadala ka naman ng tao na tutulong sa akin. Ayan, so wala pang mga 30 minutes, may dumating na lalaki. Lalaki, medyo hindi naman siya matangkad. Sakto lang. Malaki katawan, madaming tato. Mahaba yung beard. Scary. Naka-cuff, tsaka naka-shades. Ayan, at lumapit siya dun sa, ano, sa lalaki. Palapit na siya dun kay Rachel. Sabi ni Rachel, napapray siya ulit kay Lord. Lord, magpadala ka ng ibang tao. Ayan, so since wala na siyang choice, lumapit na yung lalaki. Sabi nung lalaki, Miss, ano bang problema? Ayan, sabi, kasi yung sasakyan ko, naiwan ko yung susi sa loob. Di ako makapasok. So, sabi ng lalaki, easy-peasy lang sa akin yan. Maya-maya, may kinuha siya sa likod niya. Dalawang metal na manipis lang. At pagka punta niya dun sa pintuan, dalawang ganun lang niya. Tuk! Ayan, so ano na?
Tuk!
Ayan, so ayun na, nabuksan. At namangha si, ano, si Rachel. Sabi ni Rachel, napa-thank you siya kay Lord. Sabi niya, Lord, thank you for sending professional mekaniko. Ayan, so, ayun, napa-thank. Narinig siya ng lalaki. Sabi ng lalaki, ay, miss, hindi po ako professional mekaniko. Ano po ako? Ex-convict. Ayan, kakalabas ko lang nung kulungan last month. At na-curious si, ano, si Rachel. Sinabi niya, ano po bang ginawa niyo? Ba't kayo nakulong? Sabi ng lalaki, car theft. Ayan. So nagulat si, ano, si Rachel. At huwag po kayo mag-alala kay Rachel. Nakauwi naman po siya ng ligtas. At ayun. At ligtas din po yung kotse niya.
Ayan. Praise God.
So mabalik po tayo. No? In our Christian life, there's no such thing as professionals. We are all learners. Yeah. We are all learners of His Word. So ayun po. Jesus calls us to grow deep in Him. So ano pong purpose? To grow deep in Him. So, paano po natin gagawin yung to grow deep in Him? At walang iba po, kundi through His Word. So, paano po natin gagawin yun? Through His Word. So He called us to be biblical. Diba? Kasi, but we know po, diba, that truth alone does not change life. It is applied truth that changes life. And every day po, nag-spend po tayo ng ano eh, ng daily walk with the Lord eh. And every time po, may nire-reveal si Lord na word sa atin. And it requires obedience. Ayan, sa pag-obey po natin, di ba, araw-araw kay Lord, nag-increase din po yung capacity natin to obey. Ayan, naalala ko din ate sa parang teaching moments din natin yan eh, dati. Kasi naalala ko yung sinabi mo sa akin na may mga grade-grade yung ano, yung obedience. May grade 1, may grade 2, may grade 3. At sa grade 1, yun lang yung ina-expect ni Lord sa'yo na gawin mo. Parang yun lang ina-expect sa'yo ni Lord na obedience. At pag nasunod mo na yun, mag-increase ka din ng obedience. Kasi lalagay ka nun ni Lord sa level 2, grade 2, grade 3. And as we obey God, nakikita natin doon na nag-increase din yung capacity natin to obey. So, that's obedience. And merong susi. Kaya hindi ko sinabing sikreto kasi pagka secret, hindi na secret. So, a key to, ano, to obedience is faith. Ayan, makikita po natin yan sa book of Joshua. In Joshua chapter 6, dito po nakita natin yung kamanghamangang ginawa ng Lord, the walls of Jericho falls, fell down. So, allow me po to share din konti lang po. Si Lord po may binigay na instruction kay Joshua. Sabi po niya kay Joshua, binigay ko na sa inyo yung land ng Jericho. Ayan. At ang gagawin nyo lang, mag-marcha kayo ng anim na araw, and in the seventh day, ayan, sabay-sabay kayong sumigaw. Yun yung instruction ng Lord kay Joshua. And si Joshua, he obeyed. So, binaba niya yung instruction dun sa mga taga-Israel. Ganito gagawin natin, binigay na ng Lord sa atin yung land of Jericho. At ginawa nila, in day 1, they march. Day 2, they march. Day 2, hanggang day 6. And imagine ko yung mga naiisip ng mga taga-Israel nun eh. Kasi in the 6th day, ano pa eh, wala pang nangyayari eh. Kasi yung, ano, yung wall of Jericho, para siyang ano eh, fortified. Diba? Ang sabi sa scriptures, no one came in, no one came out. Baga, ganun ka-secured, ganun ka-fortified yung walls of Jericho. So, ayun na, as the Lord instructed, 6 days silang nag-march, ha? And 7th day, they all shouted as the Lord instructed. And lo and behold, the walls of Jericho fell down. And that's faith, and that's obedience. So, praise God. God po, no? And that's a certain kind of purpose. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. So, nakita natin yung dalawa, unang dalawa, no? A certain kind of person and a certain kind of purpose. And to be a certain kind of person, radically committed to a certain kind of purpose, we must go through a certain kind of process. Pero ano nga po ba itong a certain kind of process? Yan. To commit in a certain kind of process is to be. Yan. It is the becoming or being a certain kind of disciple. Patungo saan? Towards Christ-likeness. And the world will offer us many truths. Madami tayo maririnig na katotohanan mula sa mundo. Ayan. So madami tayo makikita na news, madami tayo makikita ng mga materials. Ayan. But one truth that really matters, and that is Jesus. Kaya naman, we DARP it. Ayan. Sige nga po sabihin natin, DARP it!
DARP it!
Ayan. So we DARP it. We discover the truth, we apply the truth, reap its benefit, and we pass it on. This is a certain kind of process. Ayan. So first one, we discover the truth. Ayan. So we discover the truth about Jesus. So nalaman natin about His unconditional love. We accepted Him as our personal Lord and Savior. At nagjo-journey tayo sa discipleship in studying the Word of God, which is the primary anchor of truth. Pero the equipping doesn't stop there. Ayan. So hindi natatapos yung equipping when we finish the lesson, when we finish encounter or cross trainings. The equipping continues on when we apply the truth. Ayan. So for truth without application is abortion. It is the applied truth that changes life. Kaya naman we miss out the redemptive power of the cross kung hindi natin hahayaan na mag-start yung redemptive process sa atin or mula sa atin. At sa pagpapatuloy natin, we reap its benefit, no? Yung mga benefits ng paglakad natin sa Panginoon. We are now becoming. Yeah, magpapatuloy tayo to be in the right heart and in the right application. Yan. Be patient in the process. Ayan. So be patient in the process talagang ano to eh. Para sa akin din talaga to, ate. Ayan. So kasi personally, I'm not a very patient person. Ayan. So talagang tinuturuan ako ng Lord ng patience, especially sa paglakad ko sa Panginoon. Because ever since bata ako, ayan, 8 years old pa lang ako, nag-start na ako sa Cross World, no? Ay, yung family namin talagang lumakad kami sa Cross World in the Lord for many years now. And marami talaga akong nakitang mga lessons na atinan ng mga webinars or seminars, training, conferences. Pero kung talagang hindi mo ipaprocess, hindi natin dadaanan yung process, wala lang sense din yun lahat ng yun. But then talagang magpapatuloy tayo if we pass it on. Yan. If we pass it on. So, pero ano nga ba yung ipapasa natin? Yan, yun ang tanong. Ano nga ba ipapasa natin? We pass on a certain kind of product. Ayan. So, sabi nga po dito ni Pastor Edmond Chan, we reproduce after our kind. Ayan. So, again, we reproduce after our own kind. The product that we reproduce is anchored upon who we really are as a disciple of Christ. Kung sino ba talaga tayo as a disciple of Christ. And sa pagpapatuloy natin sa ating discipleship or in the process, para tayo nagtatanim, no? Para tayo nagtatanim ng puno, no? Kapag nagtanim tayo talaga, pag nagtanim tayo ng mangga or nagtanim tayo ng apple, of course, expected na aanihin natin is mangga or apple din. Yan. So, sabi nga po, di ba, kung anong puno, siya ring bunga. So, ganun din sa discipleship. If we planted talaga a certain kind of product, talagang yung seed ng heart natin, kung totoo talaga, yun din yung marireap natin or magiging product natin. So, sabi nga po ulit dito ni Pastor Edmond Chan, so the key is not merely to try to disciple someone to be right product. It is for the discipler to be the right product first or to be the right product. Yeah. So the goal is to be like Jesus. So papunta tayo saan? Sa Christ-likeness. Kaya naman we must be a certain kind of product itself muna. So the work we exert in equipping should lead us to one goal of Christ-likeness. At mangyari lang lahat ng ito if we really live our redemptive lives to be in Him, be with Him, and be for Him.
Amen and amen. So, nakita natin, no, that equipping talaga is a process. And it entails absolute surrender to be able to go through the process. Kasi talagang mahaba siya, talaga yung patience, no? May mga bumibitiw along the way. Pero sabi dito, an ACK, a certain kind of student, is a Christ-mastered disciple. No? Amen. When you allow the great teacher to really teach us and transform us through His Word. No, every day, no, there's dailiness of work, of walking with God, reading His Word, no, at syempre, yung living an authentic life. Yun. Sabi dito, Jesus said that the logical end of effective teaching is that the pupil becomes like his teacher. So sabi sa Luke 6:40, the student is not above the teacher. And sabi dito, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. So, grabe yun, no? Kahit pa ikut-ikutin tayo, isa pa rin talaga yung goal natin. It is to be like our teacher, Jesus. At para mas maging katulad, maging kawangis natin ang Panginoon, it is to be with Him. Yun. And it is to be deeply rooted in His Word every day. Yun. And as a church, we must be remain teachable and willing to be rebuked, to be corrected, yun, and to receive instruction through our church, through our pastor. Remember, no, we have to be reminded that church is not a building. Church is you and me. At meron tayong ultimate goal, the church to become like our teacher, the church to become mature, no, to the church to become like Christ. yun. At doon natin mas ma-advance yung kingdom ni God. At yun ay sa pagpapasa natin ng character ni Jesus. Si Jesus learner, no? At teacher. No, at the same time. So napakahalaga talaga that we have the spirit of learner. So of a learner, no? Hindi dapat mawala sa atin 'yon. Kasi nagbabago-bago ang panahon. May mga instruction na nagbabago along the way. Pero napakahalaga na tayo ay marunong sumabay sa kilos ng Panginoon, lalong-lalo na sa ating church, no? At sabi po sa Ephesians 4:16, from Jesus, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So, you are part of a church. I am part of the church. We all have a role to play in our church because God enables us, gave us gifts, no? And talagang magkaroon ka ng kabahagi ka ng church. Yung ganong sense of ownership, belongingness, at talagang pagmamahal sa Panginoong Jesus na mahal niya ang church and we also love the church. No? At dahil mahal natin ang church, we also love equipping. Ayun. So, praise God sa lahat ng ating natutunan ngayong gabi. No? So, ano nga ulit? Be an ACK student. No? Having a spirit of a learner. Like Jesus, our teacher. Yon, amen and amen. Amen. So, pag-pray natin ito. And today also, let's also pray for our pastors. Kasi sila talaga yung sinends din sa atin, no? To mentor us, to teach us, no? At sila din yung model natin, no? Sa paglakad natin sa Panginoong Jesus. Okay, so let's pray. Father God, our teacher, our great father, salamat Panginoon kasi when you called us, Lord, hindi mo naman kami iniwan dun sa process, Lord. You gave us a clear process. You gave us gifts, Lord God, and all for the purpose of building up your church. Lord, salamat, Panginoon, sa lahat po ng revelation nyo sa aming tonight. And Lord, we ask for forgiveness sa lahat po ng pagkakataon, Lord God, na hindi po kami naging learner. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, sa lahat ng pagkakataon na akala namin alam na namin lahat. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord, sa lahat ng pagkakataon, Lord, that we have double lives, Lord God, living in sin, Lord, at mayroon spirit of apathy, that we just don't care, Lord, at higit sa lahat, Panginoon, yung we choose, Lord, na maging ignorant na lang sa lahat. Patawarin niyo po kami, Lord God. And right now, Lord, we ask na i-remove mo po sa amin ang lahat ng spirit na hindi po galing sa iyo, Panginoon. We ask, Lord, for your forgiveness, for your cleansing, Lord, and for a heart of a learner, Lord God, like Jesus, Lord. Give us ACK spirit, Lord, a certain kind of learner, Lord God, ready to be equipped, ready to DARP, Lord God, every truth, Lord, na binibigay niyo po sa amin, Panginoon. Salamat po, Lord God, na you are with us, Lord, in this journey, and you are patient with us, Lord, sa journey na ito ng discipleship, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, kasi you place us, Lord, in a church, Lord, kung saan talaga tinuturuan kami, Panginoon, how to become like you. Lord, help us, Lord, to journey together as a church, na lumago kami, mag-mature kami, hindi kami manatiling babies, Lord, na magamit mo kami, Lord God, in advancing your kingdom, Lord, and to really mature, Lord, and to help people to get to know you, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon, at patuloy po naming pinagkakatiwala sa iyo ang lahat ng ito. Salamat sa grasya mo, Panginoon, at lahat po ng natutunan namin, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to really apply it, Lord, in our lives, Lord, and to enjoy the benefits, Lord God, ng lahat ng revelation mo sa amin so that we can pass it on. Salamat, Lord God. We honor you. We glorify you in everything. All glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Let's continue po in the spirit of prayer as we pray for our pastors, our leaders, and our mentors. So, because the best gift we could give to our pastors is to always pray for them. So, tara po, ating pong ipanalangin ang ating mga pastor. Lord, thank you po for giving us shepherds after your own heart, Lord, who passionately care for us, guide us, and directs us. And we praise you, Lord, for the life of our dearest pastors, Pastor Al and Pastor Acidas. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen them, to protect them, and prosper them as family. And bless mo din, Lord, the work of their hands in advancing your kingdom. Lord, we pray this, Lord. Inaalala din po namin, Lord, ang aming mga mentors and leaders. Lord, would you bless them in their personal walk with you? Bless them, Lord, in their ministries. Bless them, Lord, in their families, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for their lives, Panginoon. And we praise you, Lord. We worship you tonight. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So, and as we end po no, sa ating prayer, you can now key in your prayer request po. If there was prayer request na pwede po namin ipanalangin, sabay-sabay po natin ipapanalangin ngayong gabi. Yan. But before that, habang nagki-key in po kayo ng inyong mga prayer request, yan, isang mga paalala lamang po no, that the IDMC Me and My House, ayan, IDMC Me and My House is still, the registration is still ongoing. So you can register online sa ating website. IDMC Me and My House will be held October 28, Friday po, so 7 p.m. and October 29, and that's Saturday, 8 a.m. Yeah. So register na po tayo. And for another opportunity is our Sunday worship. Ayan. So, sa darating pong October 30, 2022 is our 41 ayan, 41 years of Crossworld na. Ayan. So, happy anniversary, Crossworld.
Birthday, Crossworld. Ayan.
So, there will be two services po. Isang 9 a.m. service and 3 p.m. service. Ayan. And for the Alab worship, tuloy-tuloy po ang mga Alab na mag-aalab para kay Jesus. Ayan. At 1 p.m., we will be continuing sa ating series na Life on Purpose. And for more, ayan, sa mga men, no, the Men's Breakthrough Weekend is still ongoing po yung registration. So up until October 16, 2022 na lamang po ang inyong registration. But the Men's Breakthrough is open for ages 16 and up. So ano pang hinihintay natin, men? Sama na tayo sa Men's Breakthrough Weekend. Yan. So may mga nag-tune in po ba ng prayers? Yan. Ayan. So nakita ko po dito is...
May nakita ka na. So habang nag-key in sila ng prayers, ayan, siguro they can watch this video no, that we have prepared. Wow! Praise God! The Men of Honor. So exciting, exciting ang ano, Men's Breakthrough. Yan. Kaya naman, mag-join na po tayo. Ay, hindi pala kami kasama doon. Ayan, kasi meron kami ibang Breakthrough Weekend. Okay? So mga men, ano pang hinihintay ninyo? Hanggang October 16 na lang. So please, mag-register na kayo. Okay? So this time, may mga nag-key na yata ng kanilang mga prayer request. Ayan. So here's Ate Erica to pray for them. And let's pray for them. And let's close in prayer na din. Okay?
Sige po, let's pray. Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you and we honor you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the tonight, Lord, na binigay niyo po sa amin. And right now, Lord, we come before you, Panginoon, amin pong pinapanalangin ang mga kapwa namin, word and prayer, Lord, for Marita Certeza, Lord. We pray for healing, Lord God, upon her, Lord God, na protektahan mo po ang kanyang katawan, Panginoon. Bigyan mo po siya ng kalakasan at kagalingan, Panginoon, mula sa anumang karamdaman na kanyang nararamdaman, Panginoon. And Lord, we also pray for Concon, Lord. We pray for Conrado Godoy that may you give him wisdom, Panginoon, and knowledge sa mga papalapit na exam, quizzes, and performances, Panginoon. Sa mga estudyante, Panginoon, we pray that you give us your wisdom and your knowledge, Panginoon. Samahan mo po kami sa pagtitake ng exam, sa pagtitake ng performances, Lord God. Let it be settled in our heart that we are all doing this for your glory alone, Lord. And Lord, we also pray for Kuya Joshua, for Joshua Milan, Lord. We pray for healing, Panginoon, sa kanyang papa and mama, Lord. We pray that whatever, Lord, yung kanilang nararamdaman right now, in the name of Jesus, they are healed, Lord. Ikaw po ang talagang great healer, Panginoon, na nagbibigay sa kanila ng kagalingan, Panginoon. And Lord, we also pray for Teresita De La Rosa, Lord. We pray for her prayer request, Lord, sa kanyang cousin, Lord, na si Joey Garcia, Lord. We pray that your healing may be upon his lungs, Lord. Lung cancer be out of his body in the name of Jesus. Right now, we speak healing, Panginoon, sa kanyang katawan, Lord. And we pray, Panginoon, for Ate Camille, Lord. We pray for Camille Fernandez, Lord, na talagang samahan mo po siya, Panginoon, sa kanyang burden, Lord God, sa pananalangin, Lord God, sa global recession na nagaganap ngayon, Panginoon. We pray, Lord God, that you are greater than this, Lord. You are greater than any recession that the world could ever experience, God. Yes. And you are greater than any poverty, Panginoon. Sa'yo lang kami umaangkla, sa'yo lang namin ipagkakatiwala ang lahat, Panginoon. Lord, we also pray for Tita Michelle, Lord, for Tita Michelle Guno. Ang kanyang prayer request, Lord, ay healing, Panginoon, kay healing para sa kanyang GERD, Lord God, or acid reflux, Lord God. Right now, we pray that your healing, Lord God, will flow, Lord God, sa kanyang katawan, Panginoon. And Lord, we also pray for Tita Elsa, Lord. We pray na talagang magkaroon ng kalakasan ng kanyang tatay, Lord. We pray for renewed strength, Lord. A strength like young men, Lord God, na ibigay mo po sa kanyang tatay, Panginoon. At patuloy siya, Lord God, sa paglakad niya, Panginoon, sa iyo, Lord. And we also pray, Lord, for AB, Lord God. We pray sa kanyang exams, Panginoon, sa mga paparating na exams, Lord. We pray and we claim victory, Lord God. We claim for high grades. We claim for passing scores, Panginoon. We also pray for Ate Reg Boo's prayer request, Lord, na talagang bigyan mo po ng good health ang kanyang mami, Lord God. And Lord, sa mga hindi pa po namin nababasa or hindi pa nakikiin na prayer request, Lord God, we pray na kung ano man ang petitions, Lord God, ng kanilang mga puso, ng aming mga puso, Panginoon, imit mo po ito, Panginoon. Katagpuin mo po, Lord God, ang aming mga pangangailangan, ang aming mga prayer request, Lord God, and desires ng aming mga puso, Lord. Lord, to you we give all the glory, honor, and praises sa mga natutunan namin for today, Lord God, for tonight. Help us, Panginoon, to darp it, Lord God, so that we could bring your glory, Lord God. We could bring glory to your name alone, Lord. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon. To you we give all the glory, honor, and praises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Woo, praise God. So thank you po sa inyong lahat na talagang nagstay till the end of time. Thank you for joining us tonight. And syempre pa, from here sa Crossword Church to your home, we say,
To God be the glory!